As Congress travels home for the holidays, the pundits in Washington are analyzing the last few weeks of the lame duck session. And the name of one of Alaska's Republicans is surfacing as a person to watch, Lisa Murkowski. Her recent swing votes in the Senate helped President Obama and Democrats win some of their big priorities. But Murkowski says don't read too much into it. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Senator Lisa Murkowski was the only Republican to vote for all three of the president's big lame duck priorities, a tax cut compromise, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and the New START treaty. She was also one of only a trio of Republicans to support the DREAM Act, a Democratic bill that would have let illegal immigrant children work toward citizenship by going to college or joining the military. On MSNBC Thursday, Politico reporter Ken Vogel said Murkowski's positioning herself to wield influence.
So it's looking increasingly like she could be that power broker who could give Harry Reid and the White House the Republican votes that are necessary to either break a filibuster, give the Democrats a filibuster-proof majority, or even to be a point person on some of these key issues that the Democrats have identified as ones that they'll pursue in the next Congress.
But Murkowski says don't assume she's the president's new Republican ally.
For those that would say that I'm somehow a reliable vote for Obama, I think if you had asked President Obama that at any other point in the year, he would have said not so much. You know, I think back on some of the other votes that we had this year, financial regulatory reform, not there for him, health care reform, not there. So many of the big ticket initiatives that the administration has tried to advance, you know, I just felt were bad policy.
Murkowski explains her recent votes. The tax cut compromise was brokered with Republican leadership, so her vote is in line with many of her colleagues. She says the DREAM Act could matter in Alaska with its strong and growing immigrant population. She points to the advice of military leaders, not the president, that convinced her on the START treaty and influenced her vote on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But bottom line, Murkowski says, she's focused on where Alaskans stand on the issues, like on gays in the military.
That is an issue that I heard from Alaskans throughout the campaign. We received a great deal of correspondence. And on the whole, the support from Alaskans for repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is one that I have been hearing for quite some time. So timing is everything.
Murkowski's recent votes have lined up with Alaska's Democratic Senator Mark Begich. But he says Murkowski's support for some of his priorities say more about the Democrats and how they're not the socialist, liberal group that some on the right have claimed.
I think in the case of Senator Murkowski, she has to make her own decisions as we move forward. But a lot of the decisions that are being made, I think, are very moderate issues. They're not extreme. And as the Republicans take over the House, there's a shared responsibility to move our country forward. And I think in the case of Senator Murkowski, I think she sees a lot of these issues. There are issues I've supported, and she's supporting them now, too.
Murkowski was disavowed by the Senate Republican leadership when she launched her write-in bid in September. That's caused speculation on Capitol Hill that she's now rebelling against the party. But Murkowski says the relationship really hasn't changed and that she's not getting pressured by fellow Republicans.
People are very respectful within the conference. If they think that you haven't made up your mind, you know, sometimes you're sitting next to somebody at lunch and they'll say, well, let me tell you what I'm thinking. But when I made my position known on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that was probably about 10 days or so ago. I mean, it was relatively far out in front of the vote. And I got no pressure from any of my colleagues saying, oh my gosh, you know, what are you doing?
Murkowski recently had lunch with the Senate's two most conservative members, who often criticize Alaska's spending projects, Tom Coburn of Oklahoma and Jim DeMint of South Carolina. Also at their table, Senator John McCain, who was fighting Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the START treaty. DeMint was the Senate's biggest supporter of Murkowski's Republican challenger, Joe Miller, and has poured money into his campaign coffers. But the South Carolina senator said on Wednesday that it looks like Murkowski's here to stay, and that he can handle dealing with more moderate Republicans.
No need to keep wishing. We'll work with what we've got.
Murkowski's votes have pegged her in a category of lawmakers in the middle. As the margins in the Senate grow tighter in January, centrist votes, like those of both Murkowski and Begich, will be even more in play. one of the lions of the Senate, Hawaii Appropriations Chairman Daniel Inouye, says both of Alaska's senators can be effective in the Congress to come.
Well, I think Lisa and Mark will do their things. They're good people.
Lisa Murkowski shrugs off a reporter's question of whether her seemingly centrist territory gives her more power.
Still only have one vote. You know, I don't think that power is the right word. I think what happens when it is recognized that you may be more open to listening to another member's perspective on a bill, they'll come and sit down and talk to you. If you send the signal that, you know, I don't ever vote for anything that will ever cost any money, people don't go talk to you.
She says her open door gives her the chance to cooperate with colleagues, something she hopes will benefit both her office and Alaska. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.